How have things been going with you?
Fine, kind of topsy turvy. I don't know. I guess I'm accomplishing most of what I'm supposed to be doing, but nothing too exciting. How about you? You guys kind of recovered from the way fun?
Yeah, they let me back into the country.
What did it cost you?
I don't know. I can't remember the amount of dollars.
I bet the bill is in the mail.
Actually, we had a lot of fun. We took the ferry up to Victoria from Seattle, and there we really got to know each other because you really can't do, much GPSing on a ferry, except for looking at points of interest and nearby things that you're passing by. But we really got to know each other, which was better actually, because by the time we got to Victoria, we knew, more about people, and we knew who we would hang out with or maybe hang out with for dinners and stuff. And then the next day we explored. Some of us went to a castle, and on the way we found a sculpture that had Braille on it, which was really cool.
Yes, actually, at Gil's encouragement, I did check out the blog. It sounded great.
Yeah, it was. It was really kind of cool because we decided where we wanted to go for the day, and I was just kind of like, I went with whoever, I didn't really have any specific things I wanted to see, so I just went with whomever, I was going to go with, and that worked out pretty good.
But once you got inside the castle and stuff, was it furnished? Was it, I mean, what actually happened in the castle itself?
We never went in the castle. Ginger went into the castle to find out what they were going to do for accommodations, and they were not accommodating, so we were not about to spend $12.50 ahead to go in.
Makes sense.
The funny thing is Marla, Jim, Ginger, and Barbara, who's from the Seeing Eye, the four, five of us were the first ones there, and 5 times 12, that's a significant amount of money that they lost. But while she was in there, Mike, Sheila, Jan, but another maybe 5 to 7 people showed up, and there would have been 12 people. I mean, they lost a huge hunk of money.
Absolutely.
I don't feel sorry for them.
Not in the least.
That was kind of why there was nothing said in the blogs or anything about the castle and what we did in the castle, because we never got there. But we made it to the destination, which was, the objective, really.
Right. So it was Marla using GPS at all?
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah, we would pick out a destination, plot a route, and we would all just go. And the fun part was is, when you're following this route and then people start going the wrong way because either they're not paying attention or they're trying to guess ahead, and they're making turns when they're not supposed to make turns, and then they get back on track. That's really the fun part about it.
Yeah, like when when there's Ginger and Jim and Chris and then Eileen and Sherlock are merrily walking down the track. Absolutely. That's a lot of fun.
Now I forgot all about that one.
I'll never forget that. Hey, Eileen. Oh, whoops.
That was kind of funny. I mean, now it was funny, but then it wasn't.
I'm glad somebody noticed. I wonder where I would have ended up.
Well, you would have ended up in San Francisco, which was your destination, but where? Who knows?
The funny turns that life can take. Yes, absolutely. I want to know why Charles was in a paddy wagon.
Because he was causing a lot of trouble. Actually, the way I understand it, he was talking to somebody, one of the police officers there, and he was telling him what we do, and he's like, "Oh, the paddy wagon." So they let him go in the paddy wagon, and they got a picture of that.
Ah. Well, of course, that's only what you understand. We don't know the real story.
Very true. I wasn't there.
Sounds a little fabricated to me. I think there's more to it. Or if not, we could we could make more to it.
The hotels were nice. The one hotel was kind of Victorian style, older wooden doors, and it was really just the atmosphere of it. It was kind of old. And the other one, which I'd never seen this before, but this was kind of an experience for me. It was kind of above a pub or a nightclub, and you go up the stairs, and up the stairs there's the lobby. And off to the right, there was an elevator. So you get on the elevator and it doesn't move. You basically, to the right of the buttons, there is a swipe card that you literally put your room key in, and that allows you to press the button to go to your floor.
Oh, wow, I've never seen anything like that either. That's amazing.
It doesn't select your floor for you, but it proves that you're supposed to be there on that elevator.
Right. Oh my gosh. That's incredible.
I'm not sure about the stairwells. I would assume the stairwells would be the same thing. You'd probably have to swipe your key to get onto the floor, but I didn't take the stairwell.
Now, were these hotels part of chains or were they, individually owned facilities?
I'm not sure. The one was the Traveler's Inn and the other one is the Comfort Inn, so they're probably in some way, shape, or form part of a chain.
Interesting. Huh. Did you feel that the general public was pretty receptive to the group?
Oh yeah. Especially the first ferry. When we took the first ferry and everybody started showing up with their canes and their dogs, we all just conversed onto this where we were all supposed to meet down there at the dock, and nobody told them that they were going to have 25 blind individuals and like 12 or 13 dogs, and they did really well. They ran with it, and you wouldn't even known that they didn't know. But nobody told them. I guess they forgot.
I would have loved to seen some of their faces. Oh no, here come more of them.
And we're all congregating outside the steps. We're all just finding a place on the stairs to sit, and we're all grouped up. And then when we exited the ferry, which was really kind of cool, is we had our own group announcement name. They said, "Sendero group, you may now leave." So all of us just got up and left.
Now, this ferry didn't accommodate automobiles, right? It's strictly a passenger ferry, from what I gathered.
I think so. The second ferry that we went from Victoria to Vancouver did accommodate automobiles because the bus literally drove right onto the ferry. And then when the ferry launched, we got off the bus and we went up like 2 stories into the lounge area of the ferry. And then when we were about to dock in Vancouver, we found the bus again and the bus drove us off the ferry.
Now that's what you call service. That's wow, that's wild.
And we had the one of the participants' husband put the buoys and the nav aids into the GPS system, so we were actually watching them as we were going by. Those that had those that were using the GPS were able to watch them go by, and that was really neat.
Oh, excellent. So how many in the group were Canadians?
Three.
I'm surprised there weren't more.
Yeah, there were two from Toronto and one was Charles.
Oh yeah, I didn't think about that for the moment. Gee, so even the ones from Canada, the Torontonians had to do some traveling to get there. That's excellent.
Yeah, it would be like us going to California. It would be the same type of trek for them. So they liked it too.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful experience. I And I enjoyed the blog. I'm glad that people took the time to work on that this year. That was great. Although it made me feel a little wistful that I couldn't be part of it, but at least vicariously, seemed like a great experience.
Did you listen to any of the audio clips?
I did. I listened to the carriage ride. I listened to the castle. I listened to the toilet. Well, you know, that how do you call it? Automatic washroom type one. I think those are the only ones. And then I'm not sure what happened, but I didn't. If there were others, I didn't get to those.
Yeah, I think that's about it. They came back from the finding the toilet, and they were just so thrilled about the toilet. It was the coolest thing to have found that. And it is cool that the thing washes. It knows when you want to wash your hands, so it turns the water on, then it puts the soap out, then it rinses, and then the way I understood it from the same spigot, it blows the hot air out. And then it washes the room when you leave.
That's great. And it sounds like a nice variety that really people could make some good choices but those cities sound fantastic.
Yeah, they really were, and there wasn't enough time to see them all, everything.
No, there wouldn't be in just a couple of days, really. But well, maybe it will call for a return trip at some point.
One thing that you talk about the castle not being accommodating, but the bus thing, that tour bus, they were really, really accommodating. One thing that they did was, we paid for the 12 of us got on the bus, and we were all going to get off at different destinations or different areas along the bus's route. So basically, what they did is they said anybody with a purple Wayfund, any blind person with a purple Wayfund T-shirt can get on the bus. So we paid for 12, and I don't know how many people used it, but that was really accommodating of them.
Wow, and then I guess that was the bus where they had descriptions. I gather they were recorded descriptions of what you were passing. Is that right?
Yeah, it was a recorded descriptions, and it would say, coming up on our right is blah 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 beach, and here's one of our stops, and if you want to get off, you can get off. And the bus would stop, and people would get off, or people would come back on. And then if you'd hang out at the beach, and the next 20 minutes later or so, another bus would come around, so you can just hop right on the next bus and then continue on your journey.
Oh, now that's neat. And where, no matter where you sat on the bus, could you hear the recording fairly clearly?
Yes, you could.
That's one of the things that has bothered me about some of the tourist attractions that I've seen over the past couple of years. Even when they had the audio recorded information, half the time you couldn't even hear what they were saying, which was more frustrating than if they had nothing.
No, I wanted to get that as a recording or at least a little snippet of it, but I didn't feel right.
Right, even on the blog now, I was trying to listen to what the lady was saying as the carriage was being driven, and I would have had to work at it. It was really kind of hard to pick up everything, but it was just neat to hear anyway.
Yeah, just to get the different sound effects and stuff, and cars driving by, and people just walking past you. You could hear them on those recordings, and that's really what you want. You want to capture the atmosphere.
Exactly. And that lady just seemed so delighted to be doing what she was doing and having interested people, and it was neat. I was glad Gil encouraged me to take the time to pay attention to the blog.
One thing that we had done is we were walking down the street, and some people come up to us and says, "Yeah, we heard about you on the radio and the TV and stuff." So, they were talking about these blind tourists that were coming to use their GPS to explore the city, which was really neat.
Well, the article that was on the blog, I thought that reporter had done an excellent job. It was a great article. I was impressed.
So was I.
Unlike there was an article, well, I was I don't know. I was part of it, and everybody has talked about my picture in the article in a complimentary way, but nobody has said a word about the article itself. So I have to tell you truthfully, I'm afraid to read it because of where the comments have stopped. So I don't know what that reporter said, but someday after a glass of wine or something, I'll get up my courage and actually see what. How I was misquoted or whatever.
Yep, reporters have a habit of doing that.
All right, how would you like two GPS questions at this point?
Go for it.
If, am I correct that if operating, when I do the queue, I would be able to see that. To see that, right?
Correct. If your receiver is seeing WAS, if your first of all, if your receiver has WAS, and second of all, if your receiver sees WAS, so if it's utilizing the WAS, then you will see it. Yes.
Okay, so does the Hollux, what is it, 236 sold by Sendero have that ability to see WAS?
Yes, it does.
Oh, because I haven't seen WAS at all. That's why I wondered.
Okay, when you are walking and you're walking at a slow speed, are you getting speed readings when you are walking? And yeah.
Haven't tried that actually. The only, I was looking for speed readings when I was in a vehicle, but I haven't really looked at my speed readings when walking. But all I'll tell you is the other day I was at an event which will lead to my next question, and the guy who drove me kept asking me to slow down with the dog. So I think I was walking at a fair I think I walk at a fairly good clip.
Okay, if you can check your speed, just I mean, you might be in a part where you don't see WAS, but I just want to make sure that when you're moving, you're actually moving and it's not saying not moving.
Will do, but also if WAS had been enabled when I'm in a vehicle, if WAS was enabled, that should show up, right?
Correct. It's getting the information directly from the receiver. So if WAS is on, when you hit Q or you hit G, it'll say WAS.
Okay, I'm still looking for it, and it's just not coming. But I was curious about that. Now, my next question, I had a very good opportunity to use GPS and didn't do it. So I would like to describe my situation, and then I would appreciate it if you would go through the steps of what I could have done. We went to a fair, and it's a very big event, but it was in a neighboring state, and I did not have the map for that state. When my friend parked the car, what I thought of, I sh that I thought to myself as we walked away, darn it, I should have used my GPS to make a poi, and therefore there'd be no problem finding the car again. The location that we had to go to after the car was parked was easily, I would say, a half mile away. So I would, if you could tell me what I should have done so that I could have used GPS to find the car.
First of all, shame on you for not having the maps. No. What you need to do in that situation, you were correct. You could have recorded a user POI at the car, and then when you wanted to find the car, what you would do is do a POI search and then search for that car. Well, say you call it car. So you search for the car, set the car as your destination, and then just keep hitting D or multiple repeat D for destination to see if you're going in the direction of the car.
Oh, of course. And that was easier than how I was thinking I'd have to do it. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. All right. I think I would have made it more complicated than that, but that's great. Well, next time. Yeah, that was my question. Otherwise, everything with GPS has been working pretty well. I still find it disconcerting that when I turn onto my street, as I had mentioned previously, it is taking, it seems to me, an extremely long time before it finally realizes that I've turned. And I just seem to see that as a difference from how it used to be. But again, that could be my imagination.
It's not your imagination. Basically, what happens is in 3.5, the headings would change quickly, but then they would change drastically. Like you could be standing in a cor at a corner, and your heading—you could literally watch yourself spin around in circles because of the headings. Now, in 4.0, it does more averaging at slow speeds, so that it says, okay, she was traveling northeast at whatever, and she's continuously traveling northeast, and she did it for the past, say, three times. So then it's going to average those and keep you on that heading when you've not moved, so that you're not going to spin yourself around in a circle. Now, the side effect of that is, of course, the heading's not changing as quickly when you do make your turn.
Exactly, because let's see, when I turned west, I'm trying to, it was still giving me addresses as though I were continuing to go south. So yeah, I see. So I guess it's a trade-off. Well, do we have somebody else joining us here?
Just you and I.
Oh, so was that your dog I heard?
Yes.
Didn't even know you had one.
Yeah, we have a pet. His crate is actually in my office here because it's the only place big enough for this crate to be, so that's where he sleeps.
Oh, so he's part of this little session. Well, that's very nice.
Actually, if you listen to the tutorial, the walking outside section, I think it's section 8. If you listen in the very, very beginning, you'll hear the dog shake.
I like that. Very good.
Because when I was recording it, he was outside and I had passed him, and you could hear his collar and his tags.
That's great. What manner of dog is he?
He is a lab pit bull mix.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, he's a good dog. He has the loyalty of a pit, and I think that a lot of people misunderstand the pit bull as far as the loyalty being mean, because somebody was over the other day that absolutely loves dogs, and he went to her, which he never goes to anybody in the beginning. But on the same token, he was sitting by Marla, between this person and Marla, and it was just like looking at her like, don't mess with her because I'm here type of thing. But and I think it's how they're treated.
Oh, absolutely. My same thing. My friend has a pit bull, and it's yeah, exactly. That dog is not a mean dog, but it's a loyal dog, and certainly territorial. But unfortunately, they have a reputation that's undeserved.
He's so territorial that we've accidentally left the fence open for hours at a time, and he's been out there outside, and we didn't realize the fence was open, and there he was in the backyard.
Oh, wow, that's great. Well, listen, I think I've taken up enough of your time. It's been fun. And I'm sorry more people are not here, but probably check back in next week.
Yeah, I think maybe they did because we haven't had a chat in 2 weeks. So I think that maybe that they didn't think we were going to have one this week, although the message did go out.
Yes, I saw that. And so, well, thanks for your time, and we'll stay in touch.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
Right, you too. Bye-bye.